Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wow, talk about besmirching the good name of Brett the Hitman Hart. Time to welcome in our friend Andy Hart. He's presented by McFarlane Energy, where they provide the most dependable home heating oil delivery and HVAC service, including Lennox heating and cooling systems. Learn more at McFarlaneEnergy.com. Andy Hart at WEEI.com. Did you ever have those Brett the Hitman Hart shades to give to a kid that you yelled at while coaching? Nice.
No, I did not. But you know, those are popular again. The old Pit Viper, they call them now.
That's right.
And Gronk is in them, and a lot of the kids wear them.
They've
made a comeback, stolen that trend. By the way, can we rewind that? Did you say resented by McFarlane Heating and Energy or presented?
No,
by?
I said pre, I do believe.
And they both could, you know, be.
Yeah, take whatever you want.
I was going to say. However you want to steer that, go right ahead. Right.
Love McFarlane.
You're the anti-million dollar man because you weren't spending $1 million for a playground. So you're like the anti-Ted DiBiase.
That's true.
You know, everybody's got to have a limit, a spending limit. That'll be my slogan.
So what do you make of all of the dings, all the injuries, all the illness? Does that really play into tomorrow night, in your opinion?
So from a Bills perspective, obviously they're not at their best. You know, you're going to be potentially without Dawkins, your left tackle, although a week ago that didn't really matter. We didn't take advantage from a Patriots perspective. Von Miller, you're without your best pass rusher. You have Tre'Davious White still on kind of a pitch count, looks like, as he comes back from his ACL. Now, the illness that everybody was kind of freaking out about early in the week looks like it's minor. All those guys are practicing, so I don't know that that's going to be the biggest issue. But in my opinion, your still biggest question mark is the obvious one, the elbow of Josh Allen. Has he been a little looser with the football since he's been dealing with that injury? Is his, you know, we had Giardi on the Six Rings podcast yesterday, and he talked about how a lot of the numbers show it's not affecting his throws down the field as much as his short passing game accuracy. And I don't know if that has to do with, you know, how they're managing it. Are they shooting him up? And does he not have the touch and the feel that he normally does, but he can still zing it when he needs that 40-yarder to win a game? But no, I certainly think, and then from a Patriots perspective, you know, you have illnesses with a guy like Jabril Peppers. You have David Andrews, who seems like he's going to tough it out, but what does he look like when he actually gets out there? No Isaiah Wynn, so... Yeah, it's late season football in the NFL, so injuries and lineup changes are obviously a consideration.
Do you think the Patriots are more likely to score more than 24 points or allow less than 24 points?
Interesting.
Yeah,
what a stumper.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Because at first, I wasn't sure exactly how we were going to kind of maneuver through that.
Yeah, no, I got there. I landed that plane.
Yeah, no, that's... That's an interesting one that you
gotta
put
pick
me on
one,
the spot with.
The easy answer would be neither happens.
But that's why it's a question.
Correct.
Like, that's why we have fun with it.
Correct.
It's called radio.
Yep.
I'm going to say, can I be optimistic, Andy, coming off that Vikings game? And
why
I'm going to say, score more than 24 points. Because, quite honestly, why do I have any reason to believe they're going to stop Josh Allen? The one sliver of hope you had, the weather report has now changed, and it's not going to be a wind game. It's going to be like, you know, 8 to 10 mile an hour seasonable winds at Gillette Stadium. So that hope that, you know, you can get a blow that will blow him off the field and blow his throws off target is not going to happen. So I'm going to be optimistic. The passing game has turned a corner. They're going to score some points.
Yeah, I don't
did
think
I sell it.
You did enough. I guess the one counter would be The Patriots have better players on defense than they do on offense. And Josh Allen has been a bit of a turnover machine this year, which is different from the last couple of years. So if he throws the wrong interception at the wrong time, again, it's going to be difficult to hold him, you know, below 24 points. But I guess that'd be your one hope. And then how much do you say, oh, this Patriots offense against Minnesota, they're going to be able to do that again, even though the 10 previous games seemed like more of a struggle.
Have you heard of recency bias?
I have. I am a subscriber myself.
Okay, yeah. So recency bias tells me Mac Jones threw for 380.
All right.
And you had guys making play. Now, the one, because I do think the Bills have like the 20th ranked pass defense in football. They're still finding themselves. The pass rush is not as good. Not only no Von Miller, but Rousseau is coming back from injury. So I think there's reasons to talk yourself into that the Bills defense isn't now what it once was earlier in the season. My question would be, as much as we have recency bias and say, okay, the passing game looked pretty good, forget the fact that they weren't good on third down and weren't good on the red zone. Let's just stay with me here. Bear with me here. They looked pretty good. They threw for 380, and you had guys, Aguilar, Devontae Parker, making plays. That's kind of my concern because we haven't seen those guys string together performances, right? Like the idea that they are building something that is trending in the right direction. Right now, it's not a straight line. Right now, it's just a dot. They put a dot on the graph in Minnesota. Can they extend that? And you're right. If Josh Allen's a little loose with the ball, the Patriots usually take advantage of that. Jonathan Jones has been getting his hands on a lot of footballs the last couple weeks. He caught one. Could have had a couple more from Zach Wilson and Kirk Cousins. He's been playing well. Will that continue against these weapons? Stephon Diggs, you know, will they have an answer for Diggs more so than they didn't have an answer for Justin Jefferson? But how long have you been workshopping that? That's a good, solid question.
Great question. Yeah, no, just this week. You know, Bills week. Thought I'd bring the heat for that.
There you go.
Stepping it up for the late season run here.
That's right.
Hart, I know it wouldn't be as extreme as it was in Buffalo, but what level of the Patriots can still line up and run right at this Bills defense and be successful?
That's a great question. First of all, you're not going to be a two-headed monster. You're kind of a one-headed monster without Damian Harris dealing with another injury, that thigh injury.
That makes the Patriots like all of us.
I don't know how much you'd want to give anybody any other opportunities in a big game like this, like Kevin Harris or any, you know, Pierre Strong, who's coming off his own issues in the
kicking
game.
How about Jonnu Smith? Maybe Tyquan Thornton? Kendrick Bourne?
Jonnu Smith? Jonnu Smith, the guy who the ball pops out when he runs with it? That's the guy you want to bank on?
Yeah, he forced. Does he get credit for a forced fumble?
He should. Which arm? The right arm forced the left.
Too. Recovery. Oh, yeah,
padding the old stats. Tyquan Thornton, you want him running with the football? That guy has looked soft as puppy poo the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, the one time they gave it to him, the guy was able to run past people like at level.
Honestly, I'd rather just bank on having a career game from Ramondre Stevenson. Tell him, hey, pop this tape in of Josh Jacobs from last week. This is what I need from you. Around 300 yards from scrimmage. I need you to rush for like a buck 80.
We inspiration. Need from you an all-time performance.
Basically, because if you're going to plan on that game plan, what was it, 46 for 222? Now, obviously, you're not going to hand the ball to Ramondre Stevenson 46 times.
No.
That would be something his agent would probably complain about in terms of the longevity of his career. But Ramondre is going to have a good game. It's going to start there. He's been the best player on the offense all year. Even last week, what did he catch? 9 balls, I think. I mean, he has become a centerpiece of the passing game. And if I don't know if you guys watched that Kurt Warner breakdown that he did this week on YouTube. It was actually really well done, I thought.
No, I missed the Kurt Warner YouTube channel this week.
Well, yeah. See, I know you're mocking it. That's the tone that certain people don't like.
No, it's just
maybe John Farrell. Maybe that's why he calls you an idiot.
That was a long time ago. Everybody's moved on.
He's worried about promoting his own YouTube channel, Dork Podcast YouTube.
That's right. You get there. All good stuff free. No, what was I going to say?
Is Kurt Warner breaking down the offense?
No, but he didn't even call me Keith. He called me Ryan. That's not even close.
Okay, so Ryan, Keith. But I was trying to think of something rich. No, it was a good video and was talking about him kind of going through his you guys, in all honesty, I would actually advise listeners to watch it. Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
He did a really intense breakdown. There's lots of shots at the offense, lots of shots at the scheme and how they're very simple, but they're not good at being simple, and those aren't supposed to go together. If you're a simple scheme, you're supposed to get really good at it, and they're this weird world where they're simple scheme-wise and not very good at it, which
awesome.
Is a bad combination.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, he showed a lot of the dump-offs and went, you know, the progressions that get to the Ramondre Stevenson catching a lot of footballs. you're probably going to have to do that again. He's going to have to make play. You're the underdog at home for a reason. You've gotten your butt whooped by them for multiple games in a row for a reason. You're the inferior football team. It's the reality.
Is there a chance that the Bills come in sniffing their own farts and that the Patriots could take advantage of that? Or would the Bills be at attention on Thursday night?
Oh, I think they're at attention. And I kind of wrote this morning on the website. Like, do you guys think that it's just coincidence how dominant that Josh Allen's been against the Patriots since Bill said he was not an MVP candidate? Or does he have a little, you know, chapped bum from that comment and maybe want a little extra twist of the knife? Because I think it's 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. Basically, like, his passer ratings have all been over 100 aside from the wind game.
No, he feels he's like a guy that would remember all that stuff. And God bless him. You know, Tom Brady did the same thing. So,
And the great ones do. The great competitors do. So I think, and I feel like people, like Rich, you kind of said it. Like, oh, he's been a little loose with the football. Oh, they're not as dumb.
Yeah.
Plus, right now, they're not even the first place team. You have these Dolphins, these upstart Dolphins. And I do think both Sean McDermott and Josh Allen have something to prove. Like, they're trying to get over that hump. They've been ascending. Oh, MVP candidate. Oh, we go toe-to-toe with Mahomes. Oh, we're a Super Bowl contender. They want to finish that job, and they are not there yet, and they haven't played their best football. So, no, I don't think there's any chance they let up. I think they're looking to have another puntless message-sending performance Thursday night.
So when we heard about Tom Brady and Giselle's divorce a few weeks ago, Gresh brought up the idea of Tom Brady potentially returning to New England. Jeff Howe writes about it in The Athletic, and suddenly it's national news, but whatever, that's fine.
Rat bastards.
It is what
internet.
It is. But do you think that's even a reality at all, that Tom Brady next year could reunite with Bill Belichick here in New England?
I don't. Why? I mean, why would he come here? Like, he already poo-pooed the weather and the cold and some of the things that go with it. Now, I guess you could say, no, that wasn't him talking. That was Giselle talking, and he was just sort of the mouthpiece for the couple. But the bigger issue is, unless you really do dramatic things to your roster, your coaching staff, he's going to be a free agent looking to win in, stop me if you've heard this before, his last possible season. Why would he, like, if he looks at the 49ers and he sees Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, the coaching staff of Shanahan and the way they make things kind of flow out there, and oh, by the way, it's his boyhood team that he wanted to play for, how the hell, if you're the recruiting of Bill Belichick and the Patriots, how would you match up with that? So, you know, it's fun. And you guys, we've all talked about it at some point. We touched on it with Fitzy and I, like, joking about it. Because I Googled one day, how many divorces do the people remarry each other eventually? And I think it's like 6% in the U.S. of people that get divorced actually remarry the
Elizabeth
same
Taylor, people.
Elizabeth
Taylor, Richard Burton pulled that
it,
feed
it
off.
It happens. So, like, if you use that whole marital comparison, I guess there's a 6% chance that Bill and Tom could get back together, but I would put it much below that. But anytime you put it in print and you're The Athletic and you're Jeff Howe, even though he was just spitballing, you know, there was nothing in there. There was no, like, sources.
He didn't even mention Gresh, for God's sakes.
No, he played radio in print. That's all he did, is play radio in print. And, like, our morning show's running with it. Matt Light's talking about it. You're asking me, oh, my God, it's big news.
Yeah.
It's much ado about nothing.
Yeah, it's interesting, because what does Brady want? Like, would Brady, if the Miami owner says, I know I got a guy, but I'll give you a couple of percent if you want to come here. Like, that's the thing, because Hart, to your original point on Brady of the, well, he'd want to go win. Really? Like, or if he could get a piece of ownership somewhere and leverage his greatness into something, might Tom Brady be like, yeah, we're here to try to win, but I'll tell you what, I got that 3% of the team. I'm real happy.
But I also think he wants to throw 40 touchdowns. Like, I think he wants to be in the MVP discussion. He doesn't want, what does he have, 14 touchdowns this year? He doesn't want a year like this. He doesn't want a year like 2019.
Do you think, are we all in agreement he plays next year because he doesn't want to go out like this?
100%.
What else is he
now
do?
With Giselle gone, oh, well, God, that's
he might
the
play
thing.
Forever.
He's got TV 12. Haven't you heard? It's a big company.
I don't really think that's taking off the way he thought it was going to take off and go global, and he was going to be like, oh, doing arenas and motivational speaking. And Gresh, you bring up the point, like, obviously he's a businessman now, and we see that in everything he does, but isn't he at the Tom Brady point, like that hierarchy where he can have it all? He looks for a winner that will also give him 1% of the team, that will also, like, I feel like he holds such a hammer right now that he can kind of ask for absolutely everything.
Can we have a quick sidebar?
He has a deal with Fox. Are they just going to wait forever?
Well,
for this guy?
Why not? Yeah. I'm sure their ad sales team is like, when's he coming, boy?
Mm-hmm. There was also rumblings recently from the Fox end. Like, people in the company are like, is he ever really actually going to come join us? Is he ever?
I bet he never calls the game.
He may not. Yeah. And there seems to be some mumblings and rumblings of that within the Fox world.
Okay. As a quick sidebar, should any owner in the NFL be offering a percentage to Brady? Like, does that open Pandora's box
Absolutely.
To the next egghead who thinks, oh, I'm great?
Yeah.
Instead, you should, when Kyler Murray has a great year and he's like, oh, I'm not going to study, give me a piece.
Well, yeah,
like,
no, it's terrible. Like, the NBA, you already see what it's like with the max contract.
Absolutely.
And who gets the max contract? And then
you're going
this,
towards that, right?
Who gets the no trade clauses and all this stuff? And you're like, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, you get guys. And then Kansas City, in a few years, Mahomes can hold them over their head and
well,
be like,
you know,
I own the team
that's
or I'm
a
out.
Guy.
They're like, what the hell?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
Josh
no,
Allen.
I mean, and everybody would get pissed, the other owners, just like they were angry this offseason at the Deshaun Watson contract. They're like, wait, you did what with him? Like, why would you do that? You're setting a bar now, and who is it hurt? First and foremost, seems like it's hurting the Baltimore Ravens, who now can't negotiate with Lamar Jackson because he keeps bringing up, well, that guy who's like a serial, I don't know, sexual assaulter has fully guaranteed. I want fully guaranteed. Alleged, Gresh, if I'll throw that in there, I don't know if I need that for legal. I haven't done that legal seminar that popped up in my email recently. I need
to learn
that.
Could be a bad email as well. So.
That's true.
Totally confusing.
You can't trust these owners. Once somebody opens that box, you can't close it again. And then Aaron Rodgers asked for it and Patrick Mahomes. And it's just, and those guys, maybe it's okay if you're at that level, Hall of Fame level. But the problem is it'll start to go down. Think of Denver, how desperate they were. Maybe they would have thrown in 1% for Russell Wilson and they could regret even more the deal they made for him. So yeah, it's a slippery slope.
What happens tomorrow night?
I think the Bills win. I think, I don't feel, when I did the pregame show or whatever it was last year with Mutt in January, that's as sure as I had ever felt in 20 years the Patriots were going to lose. I thought they had no shot in hanging with the Buffalo Bills. I don't feel that right now. I think the Bills are a little bit lesser, and I think the Patriots are maybe recency bias on a little uptick here offensively. But I still think Josh Allen makes plays to win games at the end of games. It's not like he looks like he's out there, you know, throwing left-handed or can't throw the ball down the field. And the Patriots have their own issues. We talked about it with the running game. You lose one guy. Did you want to run it a lot? Oh, can you run it a lot? The protection, the line, and the defense getting tested more and more. They need to prove they can handle, as they said, Devin McCourty. They need to prove they can handle a number one receiver because they're going to keep seeing him. They couldn't do it last week. So I'm going to go 28-20. Patriots lose to the Bills.
All right, but there we go.
Did you know? Wait, real quick. Did you see the stat of the week? Patriots.
No. Was it on Kurt Warner's YouTube channel?
No. Maybe it was Keefe's Keys. It would be a good one.
Okay.
Keefe's Keys.
Let me write this down.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Patriots 7-0 at home in their Pat Patriot throwback jerseys.
Wow.
Never lost in Foxborough with Pat Patriot.
All right, there we go. Keefe's putting that one down there.
Hey, Hart, by the way, how many nights of the week do you drink eggnog? Be honest.
Five?
Yeah. That's the season, though. I was going to rip
off. Oh, he said five-ish.
That's seven.
Oh, it can trend. It can be four. It could be six. So I'll average it out at five. That's how that works.
I think I might make a holiday drink video. I haven't made a drink video in a while.
Yeah.
I got my own personal eggnog recipe. Fire that up.
You make your own eggnog?
No.
Well, yeah,
you're not making the
eggnog.
Eggs.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know you said your own personal eggnog recipe.
No,
I was like, what are you
a terrible idea.
No, I just pour two things into a cup and drink it.
Okay, yeah, me too. It's so good. So good. Had it the other night, putting up the Christmas tree.
Oh, the
boy,
best.
Did it get me in the holiday spirit and, you know, spirit for pretty much anything because I was liquored up.
Well, there you go. And maybe Andy will or won't be liquored up for the Six Rings post-game show with him and Fitzy after Thursday night's game. How deep into the night are you guys going to go? Do you know?
2 a.m. 2 a.m. Right. Callers, join us. Be liquored up yourselves. Enjoy a few eggnogs before you call in. And if you swear, I'm sure we'll drop it.
We'll do our best.
There goes Andy Hart of WEEI.com, presented or resented by McFarland Energy.
Thanks, Hart. McFarland.
Thank you, Hart.
Thank you.
See
good
you guys.
Stuff as usual from our guy, Andy Hart.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.